This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agun Erev Shabbos Hagadol. Welcome everyone to today's edition here in the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. I want to welcome all of our Torah Anytime viewers and everyone listening on J-Root Radio and all the great tzaddikim here in Young Israel. So we're going to speak about a very important subject relevant to the Yom Tov of Pesach HaBa Aleinu L'Tayva. Says the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Beis. Amar Rabba Bar Chinino Saba Mishmei D'Rav. Rabba Bar Chinino Saba said the name of Rav. Kol Shalai Amar Emes V'Yatziv Shachris. Anyone who doesn't say Emes V'Yatziv in the morning. V'Emes V'Amuna Arvis. Emes V'Amuna in the evening. La Yatzi Yidei Chai Vasai. Does not fulfill their obligation. Shenemar lehagid baboy kehachastecha v'munascha baleilos. You have to relate in the morning God's kindness and your trustworthiness in the night. It's not enough just to say, Ani Hashem lekechem asher hoceisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim li yoseichem le'elokim Ani Hashem lekechem. Not enough just to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. You must say emes v'yatziv in the morning and emes v'emuna in the evening. Okay? What does Emes V'Yatziv have that Kriya Shema doesn't have? Says Rashi, that Emes V'Yatziv Kula Al Chesed. Emes V'Yatziv talks about the kindness of Hashem, Sha'asem Avoseinu. This is a fulfillment of Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha. Shehitziyo mi Mitzrayim, Ubako Lahem Hayam, and he split the Yam. Meaning, what Rashi seems to be saying, that what Emes V'Yatziv has over Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema is only Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Emes V'Yatziv is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So far, so good, right? What would come out then is that if all a person remembered was that God took us out of Egypt and didn't split the sea, they would be lacking. Comes the Torah, the son of the Rosh, Simon Samach Vav, and the Torah says, V'Isa B'Yushalmi, Tzarech lahazker be'emes v'yatziv yitzias Mitzrayim. You need to remember an emes v'yatziv, the Exodus. U'malchus, and God is the king. U'kriyas yamsuf. U'makas v'choyres. Ah. Part of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim is you need to remember the death of the firstborn. Herstamaisa. If all you remember is God took us out of Egypt, and you even remembered blood, frogs, lice, wild animals, plague, boils, grasshoppers. Somebody said, no, it's not grasshoppers, it's locust. Fine, locust. Darkness, and you don't remember the death of the firstborn. Lo yatzi yidei chai vasai. Says the Sefer Yerach Lamoyadim of Hagon Reb Ruchem Oshin. What the Torah adds that we don't see in Rashi is from Rashi you see you have to mention Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Torah adds we have to mention Makas B'chayrois. Okay, so far so good. And Malchus. Malchus meaning Malchus Haro Vanecha. You have to Hashem Yimloich Li Olam Vaed. Fine. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, and what if B'diyeved you forgot? What if in Emes V'Yatziv you didn't say Uvacharcha Haragta, right? Where do we mention Makas B'chayrois in MSV Yatziv? Who knows? Where do we mention it? We say Kol B'chayreim Haragta. What if you left out those words? Or you know, the ways of... And you just dibi-dibi at it without actually saying the words. Are you Yotze B'diyeved? If you don't say the words Kol B'chayreim Haragta. Now, by the way, it's very interesting. We mention the Bechayrim two times. We say, Kol Bechayrim Harakta, Uvecharcha Ga'alta. You killed their firstborn, and your firstborn you redeemed. Okay, now listen carefully. Says the Mishnah Berurah, number 6, Kasavat Tor B'Shem. By the way, you see how number 6 fits beautifully in between 11 and 12? You see how it worked out so nicely? It just, you know, look at the Hashkacha. Kasavat Tor B'Shem Yushalmi, Tzarech Lahazgir B'Emes V'Yatziv Yitzias Mitzrayim, Umalchus, Kriyas Yamsev, Magazor's Anjem. Umajba, Barajba, Delikuvo, Hiafilo, Bidiyavet. From the Rajba, it implies that it's Ma'akiv, even Bidiyavet. Meaning, if you didn't say it, you're not Layatza. It's not Lechadchila only you have to say it. If you don't say it, you're not Yotzi, even Bidiyavet.
It doesn't say the Yachzor, right?
What?
The Yachzor, no?
From the Rajba, it's Mashma, it's even Bidiyavet. And basically, comes the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah asks the following question. Because the Gemara is mashma that you don't have to say it. Where is the Gemara mashma that you don't have to say it? The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yodalet Amud Beis. What does the Gemara say over there? Chia bar Rav Amar. Amar ani Hashem lekechem. Tzarach loymer emes. Loy Amar ani Hashem lekechem. Eino tzarach loymer emes. If you say Ani Hashem Lekechem, you need to end off with MS. If you don't say Ani Hashem Lekechem, you don't have to say MS. Frekta Gemara v'habayilad kor yitzias Mitzrayim. What do you mean? Are you telling me you don't have to say the pasuk Ani Hashem Lekechem asher otzeisi yascha me'eretz Mitzrayim? Says Gemara, no, but what you'll do is you'll say the following. The Amar Hachi, Moidim anachnu lach Hashem Lekechem, shehoitzeisanu me'eretz Mitzrayim, uftisanu mi'beis avadim, v'asisalanu nisim gros alayam, the Sharanu Lach, and you freed us. So Avada, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. But if you only have to say MS if you say Ani Hashem Lekechem. If you don't say Ani Hashem Lekechem, you don't have to say MS. Aye, but you didn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, you'll say this little tefillah. God, thanks for getting us out, splitting the sea, and we're free, and you're good to go. Right? Shachus in a lunchbox. God, thanks for the freedom, and splitting the sea. We'll see you later. Frek the Mishnah Berurah. What do we see from this Gemara? That when you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, the only thing that at the end of the day is critical is Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Do you see in this little tefillah anything about Makas Bechairos? No, there's no mention of Makas Bechairos in this tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Gemara is mashma, not like the Rajba. The Rajba says if you don't say Makas Bechairos, lo yatz even b'di'evet. And yet from this Gemara, the Gemara demands that we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it, at the end of the day, it does not demand that we say Makas Bechairos. Frek the Mishnah Berurah v'tzarchiyon, mibrachis yudal amad beiz v'gemara, v'boi lad kurei v'sharanu lach ritzen eloimer. You say Micha Moicha ad seif ha-bracha. You say Micha Moicha until the end of the bracha. Micha Moicha v'elam Hashem. Meaning, according to Rashi, you say Micha Moicha, b'el Masha Micha Moicha Nehda B'Akkoydesh. And according to this, you're missing Makas B'Chayrois. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know, maybe they had some kind of Nusach that they said Makas B'Chayrois that we don't know about. But this is the question of the Mishnah Berurah on the Rajba. The Rajba says Makas B'Chayrois is necessary, and from the Gemara it's mashma, you don't have to say it. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, comes the Sefer Yarech L'Mayadim. Yarech L'Mayadim is the Chidushim of the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, Rav Yerucham Olshin. It's written by my good friend, Moshe Gruen. And Rav Yerucham gives a beautiful teretz to defend the Rajba from the Mishnah Berurah's Kasha. Marav Rabbeisai, friends, countrymen, what do you have to say? What is the reason that God brought the Makos? What was the purpose of the Makos? Was it to get us out of Mitzrayim? No. That was not the purpose of the Makos. The Griz, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav, writes in the Chidushe Maron Riz Halevi, Re'ein Esaticha Alekim Lefari, look at number 9, Perish Rashi, Shoyfeid V'roide L'radoisei B'makos V'yisurim Perish Hadavar. The Makos were not to send out the people. Rak, ki kach nemar v'sprein abasarim. This was the deal in the covenant of the parts. V'gamis ha-goy asher ya'avoydu, don anoichi. V'achrei chen yeitzu b'chush gadol. That first God has to punish Paroi and the Mitzrim, and then we're going to go out. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe Rabbeinu to be a dayan and to be a shoyfet, to dominate over Paroi with the Makos and the Isurim to be Mekayim v'gamis ha'goshay yavoidu don anoichi. This was a preparation for the Yitzhiyah, like it says, v'gamis ha'goshay yavoidu don anoichi v'achari chen yetsu b'rchush gadol. This is Mavur in the Mishnah Idyos. It says the judgment of the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim was 12 months. So the Makos then were a gather of din, but not to get us out. That's why by every Makos it says, Paroi l'chud, v'avodav l'chud, v'amay l'chud, because each one was a din b'fnei atzmai. Okay. So the Griz is establishing a principle. The Makos were not for Paroi to send us out. They were merely to be Mekayim, v'gamas ha'goy asher ya'avoidu don anoichi. Comes the Griz in his Chiddush Ma'atayra, stencil. You know, some people always ask me, why when I prepare Ma'ar Mekaymos, I should just use a computer program? And they have these programs where they have every sefer on the computer, but they're all in the same print. No, that takes the whole character out of the sefer. This is...
Save a lot of time.
How do you learn a Griz if it's not in the stencil version, you know, in the old typewriter print? It just doesn't have the same character, you know? That's like, you know, you want to drink a Tropicana out of a gray cardboard box. It doesn't taste the same, you know? Imagine if they would sell the same orange juice with a plain box. People would say, I pay extra money. I like, when I drink my Tropicana, it has to have that white carton with that orange and the straw coming out. It doesn't taste good unless... Same thing with Lord. It has to have the right font. Okay. So the grid says like this. Elu ilu asalahem shvatim. V'loi harag es b'chayrehem dayenu. Yeah, that sounds familiar. Good. Dayenu. Ulechayra, what does it mean if he did shvatim and he didn't kill the b'chayrim, that would be enough? Isn't the killing of the b'chayrim one of the shvatim? Ulechayra b'shvatim nechlal kal asaras hamakos u'mameila makas b'chayres b'chlolam. The answer is no. If you look in Lech Lecha, it says, v'gam es ha-goy asher ya'avoidu don anoichi, and Rashi says, I'm going to judge with the 10 makos. And Parshas Va'era, re'ena sati chalikim l'paroi, you're going to dominate over paroi with the makos. However, Marv Raboisai, makos b'chayres had a dual function. Like all the makos, the purpose of it was to judge, to punish, to administer justice, to dominate the mitzrim, like all the other makos. So the makos were din and mishpat on the avdos. But makos b'chayrois, the pasuk says, shalach b'ni v'yavdeni, v'atimoin l'shalchoi, hinei anochi harigis b'chayrecha. Makos b'chayrois was not only to dominate and punish, it was to get the Jews out. It was liberation. Therefore, this is what it means. Ilu asabem shvatim v'loi harag b'chayreya, makos b'chayrois was not only a judgment, it was also a way either... It was an ultimatum. You're going to die if you don't send them out. But still, you could ask a question. Why are we required to mention Makas B'chayrois in Emes V'yatziv? Let's think for a moment. There are two questions here. One is a Mishnah Berurah's question. From the Gemara, it's Mashma. You don't have to mention Makas B'chayrois. But question number two is, why would you have to mention Makas B'chayrois? What's the logic of it? L'chayra, all we need to remember is God took us out. We don't have to remember Makas Dam, because that's just a detail. We don't have to remember any specific miracle, that's just a detail. Why is it required that we remember Makas B'chayrois? Kriyas Yamsef, I understand. That was the final freedom. That was the final blow. That was the grand finale. But why as... It's not enough just to remember God took us out. He killed the firstborn. Why is it important that he killed the firstborn? Isn't that only a detail in the Yitzhiyah? By the way, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a Medrash. The Medrash says that if you don't remember Makas B'chayrois and Emes V'yatziv, La Yatza, and if you don't remember Kriyas Yamsuf, Yatza, which is the opposite of what you would have thought. Here we have this Medrash seems to say, Kriyas Yamsuf is not Ma'akev. Makas B'chayrois is Ma'akev. Why would Kriyas Yamsuf not be Ma'akev? And Makas B'chayrois, yes, be Ma'akev. If you look at number 13, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings on the second line, Laniyas Daiti MS Bepiv, the Lahedya Isuva Medrash, Shanu Rabbi Seinu, Hakare Eshema, Sarach Lahaskir, Kriyas Yamsaf, Makas Bechairas, Nasviyatsiv. The Mloy Omar Makas Bechairas, Lo Yatsa! Mashif, you don't say Kriyas Yamsaf, Yatsa! Isn't it Ibcha Mestabra? Now the truth is, Reb Vosner has a tshuva that it's a Tos Sefer in the Rebbe Kiva Eger. That the printer has mixed it up, and in the new versions of Rebbe Kiva Eger that are based on his manuscript, they switched it. But still, it's an interesting question. So Rabbi, so what we're going to learn now is a very fundamental understanding in Makas Bechairos. I think many of us think, myself included, that the Makas were punishment, and Makas Bechairos, even if we're learning that was what caused us to go out, and that was the goyrim of the Yetziah, but we still don't have a full understanding exactly what the role of Makas Bechairos was in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So for this we need a little Torah from Reb Chaim Brisker, the Grach, Hagoyin Reb Chaim, the father of the Briskerav. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach Mi Beis Levi, they quote from the Grach. So if they ask you, what did you learn today? You say, you won't believe it. I learned a piece in the Chidushe HaMaran, Riz HaLevi. I learned a piece in the Grizz Stencil. Oh, Stencil? An Emes Salam than you are. But you learn anything from Reb Chaim? Yeah, we learned a piece on the Grach. So look at number 16. Hine Omar HaGrach. We sometimes use the word Geula, and sometimes we use the word Pidyon. Right? What's the difference between Geula and Pidyon? Geula is redemption, and Pidyon is?
Pay for it.
Redemption!
No, but Pidyon is when you pay to get somebody out. Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care and he did it without any compensation to the people.
What is Pidyon?
Pidyon, what?
Pidyon very often means an exchange. Pidyon Nefesh. My Nefesh in exchange for the chicken, in exchange for the money. There's in other words, Geula is you're in a bad matzav, I take you out. Pidyon is, and I exchange it onto something else. Right? Says Reb Chaim, Lashin Geula Matzano Bayas De'achuza. That when Yovel comes, the field has Geula. It goes back to the original owner. Geula is just transfer of Rishus, transfer of ownership. Pidya, we find by Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni or Pidyon Hekdesh, that something belongs, is Kaddish with Ma'aser Sheni. Something is hektish. What does this mean? That means that geula is just a transfer of ownership. Pedia is chalois bechevtsa beatzmusa nishtanaba. There's a inherent change to the entity of the item. That it's in its atzmius, it changed. Mikoidem, it was hektish, and now it's chulin. The Ma'aser Sheni used to be holy, the hektish used to be holy, and now it's chulin. In slavery, there are two things. There's avdos, that you're an eved, even if you're not serving. Meaning, when an eved is sleeping, is he an eved?
No.
When an eved is sleeping,
he's still an eved.
He's just not working. He's not doing avdos. He still is an eved. When a kohen is sleeping, is he a kohen? He's ois kohen. He's still a kohen. He's just not being mishtamish b'kahuna. An Eved is an Eved even when he's not Oved. Also, then there's his servitude. You could have servitude even if you're not an Eved. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, there are two things. Number one, we're free. We're free. We're not working anymore. Hashem took us out that we don't have to serve Paroi. And number two, we used to be Avdei Paroi. We used to be his avodim, whether we worked or not, we were his avodim even on a day off, and now we're not the entity of his eved, now we're avdei Hashem. We're now bnei chayrim. We're no longer the cheftza of being an eved. We say, mi mitzrayim ge'altanu. The first thing is he took us out. We don't have to work for Paray anymore. We used to be oyved, and now we're not oyved anymore. We used to serve, now we don't serve. That's geula. Umi beis avodim, pedisanu. We used to be Avdei Paroi, whether we worked or not. We were an Eved, and now we're not an Eved anymore. Two things. We used to work, and we used to be an Eved. You redeemed us so we don't have to work. You were paid to us that we used to be an entity of an Eved. We're not the entity of an Eved anymore.
We're Avdei Hashem. We just had to share about it.
Fine. We're Avdei Hashem, but we're not Avdei Paroi. We're not Avdei Paroi. There were two things that devolved on us. We had to work, and we were Avodim. Now we don't have to work. Geula, we're not Avodim. Pidia. The proof to this is the Medrash tells us that Moshe says to Paroi, say to them, you're in your own Rishus. You're Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paroi said, you used to be my Avodim. Yeah. Paroi started to scream, you used to be my Avodim. And now you're Avdei Hashem. So what do we see from here? That Moshe, Paroi said, okay, go! Moshe said, we could go, and we're not going to serve you anymore, but it's not enough. You need to say the words, Hare at Bershuschem, Hare at Avdei Hashem. Because Moshe says, it's very nice, we're not serving you, but we're still your Avodim. Under, right, it will still say in your documents that the Jewish people are your Avodim. Even if we're in our own land, we're still Avodim. So it's not enough, Geula, we need Padiya, we need you to relinquish the claim of us being your Avodim. When we say in the Haggadah, Hoitzianu me avdus l'cherus, umishibud l'gula, we say, V'noida l'cha al geula senu, v'al padus nafshenu, these are the two things. This is what we say in Berchus Hamazayin. Shehoitzianu me eretz Mitzrayim, you took us out of Egypt, fine, so we're not working in Egypt, but we're still Avodim. No, Omi Beis Avodim Pedisanu. You extricated us from that being an entity of an Eved. The Yitzia from Eretz Yisrael is we don't work for him. And Pedi Omi Beis Avodim is that our inherent makeup is redeemed. Like it says in Kedushin, why do we drill a hole in the ear by the door and the doorpost? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the door and the doorpost in Mitzrayim heard were Edom and Mitzrayim, and I said, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'loi avadim la'avadim. And I took them from Avdus L'cheros, and this guy is Kana Adon la'atzma. So that means by Yitzias Mitzrayim, not only did we no longer work, we're not avadim to Paroi anymore. So that means there are two aspects of the redemption. One is we don't work, and one is we're no longer the entity of an Eved. We're now free. We're not Oivdim, and we're not Avodim. We don't do the verb, and we're not the noun. The Gra says it beautifully. Look in number in Parshas Re'eh, number 17. The Hanavi Hahu, Oichole Machalei Mahu Yumas, Ki Diber Sara Al Hashem Lekechem. The Navi who says something false in the name of God will die, because he spoke wrongly on God. Hamoitzi eschem eyaretz Mitzrayim, vehapoydecha mi beis avadim. Says the Gra, says the Halakha Gra. What does this mean? Hamoitzi eschem eyaretz Mitzrayim, vehapoydecha mi beis avadim. Beis geulos hayabitzias Mitzrayim. So now here, you ready? So now we're learning. There are two things. There's the geula when we left, that we don't work anymore, and there's the pidyon. When did the Pidyon happen? We know the Geula happened. The Geula happened when we don't work when we didn't work for Paroi anymore. We left in the morning, and maybe the Geula was completed by Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Aschalta the Geula was on day one, and the final Gemara Geula was day seven. But when was the Pidyon? When was the Pidyon? When was the Pidyon? Makas b'chayreis. We used to be Avodim to Paroi. When their firstborn died, bam, that was the trigger that relinquished Paroi's grip on us, as we're no longer in name his Avodim. Now, we might have to work for him if he imposes that work on us. But Makas B'chayrois was the pidyon of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Grosh, Shebeiz Geulois Hay Yitzias Mitzrayim. Echad B'layla, V'hu Aschalta D'Geula, Shamar Moshe L'Par B'layla. If you want to exempt them, miyad, if you want to exempt yourself from the makos, say b'nei chayrim atem. U'l makos v'atzim hayom yatsumi mitzayim b'yad rama. The geula at night was the pidyon. How? Mimakas b'chayrois. Listen carefully. What were we redeemed from? What were we nifteh from? The death of the firstborn. It really was going to come on us. Instead of us dying, chas v'sham, they died and we were now owned by God. God took us as His avadim. Ugula shoyoim was biyad rama b'chazaka. Therefore we say, ha-moitzi eschem yimitzrayim, that's during the day. Bal karcham. V'ha-poidecha is the night, that's the pidyon. This is what it means in Yeshaya, we say, ha-katzer katzera yadi mipedus. V'mein bi-koyach lahatzel, yadi mipedus is the gula of the pidyon. By the way, then the Gros says an incredible thing. And by the times of Purim, it was a pidyon. How is it a pidyon? Haman hanging was the pidyon for Mordechai. Mordechai was supposed to hang. Haman hanging was a pidyon. So what's coming out? Uva Mitzrayim nitnu b'chayreim tachas b'chayre Yisrael. Makas b'chayreis created the pidyon. So listen carefully. When we left, that's why we don't work anymore, because Paroi doesn't have us in his country. That's the geula. But the pidyon, that we lost the shame eved, that transpired by Makas B'chayrois. Rabbi, so Makas B'chayrois is not a detail of one of the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. It's not like even the Makas B'chayrois. That's what freed us. The Geula was when we left, and the Pidyon was created through Makas B'chayrois. That was the Pidyon. It wasn't a major event that, oh, this is so important, so we better remember it. Even more than Kriyas Yamsuf. Oh, so it comes out that this might explain the Medrash that Rabbi Kivager quotes. Kriyas Yamsuf was very important, but it could be Tzah Makiv. Because since the beginning already occurred when we left on day one, so Kriyas Yamsuf was just the grand finale, the inevitable grand finale, and it's not critical to remember it. But Makas B'chayrois was the pidyon of Klal Yisrael.
They felt they were afraid to Makas B'chayrois. They were afraid. By Yamsuf, they were chasing after.
Okay, but the beginning of the Gula happened, so it could be, you don't have to, it could be, it's not ma'akev, the Gemar ha-Gula, as long as you remember the Tchilas ha-Gula. But Makas B'chayrois was the pidyon. Let me show you a Rashi. Let me show a Rashi in Yeshaya.
What's the pidyon from fear, from anxiety? It was still there.
No, but that's not what we remember. We're not remembering the freedom from anxiety. We remember, we used to be avodim, and now we're not avodim. What relinquished the title Eved? Makas B'chayrois relinquished that title. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Ki ani Hashem lekecha, kedosh Yisrael Moshiacha, nasati chafrecha Mitzrayim." I gave your koifer in Mitzrayim, kushus usava tachtecha. I gave Mitzrayim in lieu of you. Says Rashi, "Vehem hayu lecha lepidyon." The Mitzrayim redeemed you. They were your kaparas. You know, we schlugged kaparas with the Mitzrayim. Their firstborn died. And you, my firstborn, were saved. The death of the Mitzrim is what caused the redemption, the pidyon of the Bnei Israel. You were Chayiv Klaya. You guys, you Jews, who are Oyvei Avodah Zarah, you should have been destroyed. V'yisim Chayiv Klaya, K'ma Yishnemar, V'amar Lushba Chamasi Aleihem. Says Rabbi Yerucham Oshin, beautiful. Now we understand fundamentally why it's so vital and critical to remember Makas B'chayrois. Ki loy hoysa Makas B'chayrois prat ba'alma b'yitzis Mitzrayim. Ela Makas B'chayrois hoysa shlav b'fnei atzmai. It is its own level. In order to be redeemed, we need two things, Geula and Pidyon. Geula was in the morning, Pidyon was at night at the time of Makas B'chayrois. Kayim the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah has had a bomb kasha on the Rajba. This is the Gaonus. You ready? The Mishnah Berurah's kasha on the Rajba was, we see from the Gemara, you don't have to mention Makas B'chayrois. Why? Because the Gemara says, all you need to say is, Moidim anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu, shoytzei sonu meyatz Mitzrayim, ufti sonu meyis avodim, asizlonis and gros hayam. Frek the Mishnah Berurah, we see from here, you don't have to mention Makas B'chayrois. Says Rabbi Rucham, no. You see from this Gemara, you don't have to mention Makas B'chayrois? The reason you have to mention Makas B'chayrois is because you need to mention Geula and Pidyon. So you do mention Makas Bechoras. Where? You say, Shoytzisanu Uftisanu Mibes Avodim. It's not a Gzeres HaKosov, you have to say the words Makas Bechoras. You have to mention both dimensions, that we're not Oivdim and we're not Avodim. So we say we're not Oivdim by saying, Shoytzisanu Mibes Avodim. We say we're not Avodim by saying, Pedisanu Aydim Mishabru said, but you're not saying Makas Bechoras. The Raja would say back, Avada Makas Bechoras is Ma'akev. Only because you have to mention the pidyon. But if you say uftisanu mibeis avodim, that is in essence saying and mentioning makas b'chayros. So I think this gives us a deeper understanding of why makas b'chayros has two parts to it. And you know, they ask, I think the Beis Halevi asks, why is it called, you know, dam sfardeya, and it comes from Azor, it says makas b'chayros. Why does it get two names to it? Why is it called b'chayros? The answer is there are two parts. It is a shvatim, like all the others. It is a punishment. But it's also an independent level of the pediyah of Klal Yisrael. And this is how Hashem took Klal Yisrael to be benoy b'chayroi. And Hashem should give us understanding of all dimensions of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We should be zoicha, Shabbos HaGadol, to the Kiyam HaNevuah of Hine Yomim Boim, Heshev Leiv Avos Abanu Malvanim Al Avos Amshkaya.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.